SBS Italia.
Gli esercizi di Tai Chi, praticati da centinaia di anni, sono spesso descritti come meditazione in movimento. Chumne Yang, istruttrice di Tai Chi, ha imparato questi esercizi 30 anni fa dal suo maestro, che ha continuato a praticarli fino alla morte.
He was 93 years old and was still very flexible and healthy with clear mind. So I had decided that I was going to live a very healthy life because my father had died from living a very unhealthy life. And I wanted to be healthy and fit right into my old age, like Master Chen.
Uno studio del 2010 condotto ad Harvard ha mostrato che la mente delle persone vaga per il 47% del tempo. La filosofia Ying del Tai Chi, detta anche filosofia del silenzio, può essere la risposta per calmare la mente.
Tai Chi is really focused on being in the moment, right now, right here. And that is one of the main aspects of meditation. And this kind of relaxed concentration is released through concentration on the breathing. So in Tai Chi, breathing is organized in synchrony with movement. And so you have to attend to the breathing as well as the movement. So it brings the body and mind into a very relaxed alignment.
Yang insegna Tai Chi a studenti di tutte le età. Diversi di loro sono novantenni, due addirittura centenari. Varie ricerche condotte sulla meditazione in movimento ne hanno portato alla luce i benefici sia per il corpo sia per la mente. Questo tipo di meditazione infatti previene le cadute, migliora l'artrite e la memoria e rallenta il manifestarsi della demenza e dell'Alzheimer.
It can reduce the stress, anxiety, and depression because it is calming and uplifting. And it improves posture, improves our balance. So when we have a good posture, the qi can flow in our body, so it can prevent sickness. And it also improves the muscular strength.
L'artista contemporaneo buddista Karma Poonsok pratica meditazione da oltre 30 anni. La sua giornata comincia alle 5 del mattino con una meditazione che comprende studi buddhisti e canto.
Meditation involves like a mental yoga. It's a physical yoga and mental yoga. So doing things with your mind, playing games with your mind and slowly adjusting your mind to a different reality.
La meditazione di Poonsok è basata su tecniche buddhiste trasmesse fin dall'VIII secolo.
I got the teachings from His Holiness Dalai Lama. So there are specific ways of meditating, step-by-step way of meditating. But you have to hear the teachings. You have to then study the teachings and then you meditate on those teachings.
Poonsok dichiara di non essere ancora riuscito a liberarsi da sentimenti di gelosia o dal desiderio, nonostante tutti gli anni di pratica. Tuttavia, la meditazione rappresenta per lui una specie di training mentale che lo aiuta ad affrontare i momenti difficili, come ad esempio la scoperta di una malattia o addirittura per prepararsi alla morte senza paura.
That's a chance to prepare your mind for harder times. If you have studied those things and if you have meditated, so when you are in pain and so on, you can handle it much easier. If you haven't prepared yourself, suddenly you are in pain and then it will be very difficult for you to meditate.
Braden Zier gestisce Mindful Meditation Australia a Perth, un'organizzazione che ha adottato un approccio scientifico alla meditazione. Zier pratica meditazione da 15 anni, di cui 5 passati in una comunità all'interno della quale ha esplorato le diverse forme di meditazione.
Meditation certainly has its roots in different religious philosophies. All of those religions and all of those practices kind of support the same thing, which is changing how we as humans relate to and deal with the different problems we're having in our lives. Also gives us tools like practicing gratitude or acceptance so that we can start to experience life in a little bit of a different way.
Per Zier, la consapevolezza è una capacità mentale legata all'attenzione. Si tratta in pratica del passaggio da un processo di reazione automatica ad uno più cosciente, in modo che il pensiero possa essere applicato alla situazione che si sta vivendo.
In our brains, it actually grows gray matter in something called the prefrontal cortex, which is the very front of your brain. And that is the area where our personality lives, our values live, where our goals are. And meditation's actually been proven to increase the density in that area of the brain, which helps us self-regulate. So for when we are getting stressed or anxious, it strengthens our ability to stop, make a decision. That decision might be to breathe or take some slow deep breaths or close our eyes for a moment, and then carry on in a way that's more aligned to how we want to be in the world.
Potete cominciare anche voi a praticare meditazione con un semplice esercizio di respirazione. Ascoltiamo le istruzioni di Zin.
Find a position that's relaxed and alert. We're going to call this your mindful posture. So this might mean your feet are both on the ground. You might rest your hands on your lap and just get into a position that's relaxed and alert. It might mean you're not slouching as much, but you don't want to be tense. Just relax. And once you've arrived in your mindful posture, take some long and slow deep breaths in through your nose, almost all the way to the end, exhaling until almost all the air is expelled. Continue to breathe like this, feeling how your body might shift or move in the chair a little bit, arriving a little bit more. Take another long and slow deep breath. And when you exhale, let your breathing normalize in your own good time. And you can open your eyes and carry on.
Trova altre storie nella tua lingua sul sito sbs.com.au/italian.